The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Tuesday, 12 May, 2020. And in just a couple of minutes, I'm going to bring up my guest, Clyde Lewis. Appreciative that he could join me. Update here on Officer Greg Anderson out of SeaTac. I'll get into this in more detail next hour, but let me put it to you this way. Less than 24 hours ago, a GoFundMe page was put up by Jessica McLaughlin is her name, and she's a friend of Mr. Anderson's wife, Jenny Anderson. It's less than 24 hours on this GoFundMe. They had a target of $50,000. They're up to $261,755 with 7.8 thousand donors, 45,000 shares. And I talked to Richie Mack, Sheriff Richard Mack, before the program just a few minutes ago, and Richie told me he donated. Well, I went on the site, the GoFundMe site, and Richard donated $250. Folks, this is spreading like wildfire. As I said, more on this next hour. I have an interesting guest today, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody that you may have listened to his program. He's radio host Clyde Lewis. He's into parapolitical. I got to ask him exactly what parapolitical means. Paranormal, news and commentary. He's got a diverse background in the news, acting, writing, radio. He's been doing this for quite some time. He began his radio in Utah, created Ground Zero in 1995. And he's got a litany here. He's on TalkStream Live, as well as this network is, the entire network. Thank you, TalkStream Live. Ground Zero is nationally syndicated, broadcasting on close to 200 radio stations across the country. He's been all over the place. Penn and Teller. He was with television programming such as Sightings, Strange Universe, Conspiracy Channel, and the Discovery Channel special Return to Bermuda Triangle, which I'd actually seen that one. At any rate, without further ado, I got Clyde Lewis. How you doing, Clyde?
Hey, John. Thank you for having me on your program. I really appreciate it.
Well, I people told me I have a good radio voice, but I tell you what, I think you got me beat.
I don't know. I love your smooth tone, your baritone tone. I mean, you know as well as I do that it's all about whiskey and cigars, so that's why we got great voices.
Well, I forgot the whiskey and cigars. It must have been when, one of my ex-wives tried to choke me to death. I don't know.
But... Oh, okay. I always tell people it's the whiskey and the cigars, but maybe it could be something else, you know.
Well, you're Ground Zero. You're in the middle right now of renegotiating and getting your programming squared away. I asked Ron, your producer. You were down here on, I forget what radio station, KBLJ, was it? KLBJ. Down here in Austin. And then one day I tuned in and you weren't there.
Right.
But, you know, such is radio in today's world. For the life of me, Clyde, I don't know how these independent radio stations are even surviving. I really don't.
Well, I mean, independence for me, I opted for independence about a year ago. I was involved with Premier Radio Networks, the same operating network as Rush and all the other networks. And I just decided one day that, you know, I didn't want the corporate control. And I've been at this now, like you say, for 25 years, and the corporate control was something that was always in the back of my mind. Now, no corporation has ever controlled what I say and what I talk about. But there's always that back, I guess you say, the back of my mind, there's always that situation that as things get worse, I'll make commentary that I'm sure won't be very popular. And it's because of the fact that I've always been considered the crazy guy. I mean, since, what, 1995, I've been talking about all this that's going on now, saying that this is what is going to happen. I even called out the virus. I was on Alex Jones' show, and he says, so what's the next thing we're going to have to deal with here in the United States? I says, well, a biological attack on the country, and people are going to have to, you know, it's going to be a pandemic situation. And Alex was surprised I'd say that. I said, well, that's the only thing. I mean, you look at the Project for the New American Century, and you read that document. That was a document that was put together by a group of men that wanted to actually conduct a coup. It was a coup. And it was something that at first was brought to the Clinton administration, and the Clinton administration, they didn't budge, but then it was brought to the Bush administration. And the idea was to have a new Pearl Harbor that would catalyze us into expanding our military presence all over the world. And they knew that the American people did not want to be an offensive military group. They wanted to be the defensive military group that we've always been since Kennedy, or at least, you know, the underlying creed was that no American would attack a country. And so they said, well, America's not going to go for this, but we need something like a new Pearl Harbor to get them to think differently. And lo and behold, 1 year later, we have 9/11. What's that?
I'm sorry. I was talking to my producer here.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying that 9/11 happened, and that was our new Pearl Harbor. But then they talked about later that one of the best things could be used to turn us politically or to change us politically would be a biological attack. And we had an anthrax scare right after 9/11, but nothing as big as this. And it's always been my theory, ever since Jiasu Kang spoke at the Rio 20 summit for the United Nations, saying that the ideal plan would be to have a form of state socialism that would have capitalism on a leash. And that is what they proposed for China. And China had this idea that the world should have their model of government. And I always told people, this is the conspiracy. This is the rub, that China would try and they would do whatever they can to put us in that situation where we would have to live in a post-scarcity economy. And a post-scarcity economy, and you can read this, this is straight from Karl Marx. The post-scarcity economy is where they create an artificial scarcity, where they starve people. They remove the meat they eat, they remove the crops they eat, and they tell people, and they remove their jobs, and they say to them, no worry, all we have to do is go into an emergency form of socialism where everybody gets a paycheck, everybody gets a place to live, mm-hmm. all the wealth is redistributed, mm-hmm. and technology will do everything for us in the future. We won't have to worry anymore. Technology will take care of you, they'll police you, they'll give you everything you need, and you don't have to worry. And now that we're in what I call, it's not quite post-scarcity, but now we've established artificial scarcity, this is what it is. We are starving the people, and the alternatives we're giving them are impossible burgers. We're giving them GMO crops. We're destroying the farms, and we're destroying the farmers. We're destroying the people who are the true grit and working, hardworking people in this country. We're destroying them because they want to have this post-scarcity economy. Henry Kissinger proposed this when he back in 1974 when he had his. He had his thoughts on this matter, and Scowcroft and others were trying to push this issue of scarcity, trying to starve not only Africa, but they wanted to starve the Midwest. And they said, well, the American people wouldn't go for it. That's corrupt. But now The American people are just rolling over and playing dead because of COVID-19. And we're losing our dignity, our humanity. We're losing all of it. And there is no reason for this.
Well, and when this first cropped up, I do a Monday show, Clyde, with a nurse out of Florida. He's a traveling nurse. He got out of California, sold his house a couple of years ago, and literally got out of there a week before his house burnt down. Well, the new owners had to deal with that. But he and his wife, which is also a registered nurse, got out of Dodge, moved down to Florida. They've since relocated and bought a permanent home in Florida. But he's been my co-host for 2 years now. And I told him, I said, look, you see this thing coming, right? And he goes, yeah. So what I did was I donned my white paper suit. In other words, I walked into this with an open mind. Let me take a look at the data. Let me take a look at what's going on, knowing full well what the powers that be are capable of doing. And the first thing that I noticed out of this, and we were tracking the numbers on this, Clyde, I just saw the numbers today. They've put it at 80,000. Ironically, the number of people we lost last year during the H1N1, or so claimed by the CDC and the World Health Organization. I looked at this. The problems really began for us all back in 2008 when we had that little, they called it a banking crisis. Well, what they didn't tell the American public, and to this day, I don't think any news agency has ever told its own people in their respective countries, that in fact, this little heist, the biggest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind, was between $1 and $1.4 quadrillion dollars. Through the derivatives, the CDOs, and everything else. Well, that left a major hole in our economy. And I can remember the guy, what's the guy's name on Fox News that gets $31 million a year? Oh, that's right, Sean Hannity. I remember him saying during the election process back in 2016 that there's 92 million people out of work. I wished I had a buck for every time he said that I could pay for this network for the next year. But as it turns out, nobody ever released those numbers to the public. I actually confirmed that with a banker that was down from Chase Morgan from New York City to come and calm the fears of the natives that work for Chase Bank down here in Texas. He and I had a nice conversation, and he confirmed that 1.4 quadrillion number. So I got it straight from the horsey's mouth out of New York that was traveling down through Texas here. Excuse me. And we didn't recover from that. We had 32-33% unemployment then because of this banker takedown. What was left was this little bubble, this Wall Street stock bubble. Back in January, what were we at? Over 30,000 on the Dow. I predicted it was going to drop down to 13, a more realistic number that would reflect business in this country. But it dipped, and now it's going back up again. But, Clyde, who got a bailout in this deal? Was it not the banks and Wall Street again?
Mm-hmm. And you know, and that's what they do, is they propose all these things, and they wait for the moment of fear. And they capitalize on our fear and our lack of knowledge, because most people, they don't take the time to study these things. They listen to other people tell them how to think and what to think. They don't know of what's being going on behind the scenes. And I remember, you know, in your introduction, you said, well, what's parapolitical? Well, I'll tell you what parapolitical is. It is bad politics. It is strange politics. It is politics that you don't understand. And yes, it leads to thoughts of conspiracy theory. And while the media is, you know, creating this idea, the conspiracy theory is basically lying, which it is not. Conspiracy theory is something that, when analyzed, sometimes produces more truth than the lies. And, you know, every once in a while, you know, have you ever thought for a moment that the truth is less revealing than the lie that's being told to you? That's the point. Yes, the lie being told to me has more truth in it than anything else, because I can dig and find the real truth. And while the media is taking the time to frame everything in a frame war, you know that everything they tell you and what they don't tell you is just as important, because then you have to say to yourself, well, what are they not telling me? And that's when, you know, people like me and others step into the picture and say, I make a living, or I try to make a living, at exposing those things that they're not telling you, or trying to give you a better understanding of what they're not telling you, and to stop for a moment and to say to yourself, okay, I'm outside of this. I'm trying to be objective. And while, you know, my political leanings, I don't have really any, because I've always thought to myself that I don't need political leanings. I know what's good and I know what's bad. And it doesn't matter right now who or what political figure or party is controlling things. The people have to understand that they are the ones that make the decisions. They're losing their ability to hang on to their sovereignty. And that's why the idea of a post-scarcity civilization is so appealing to people, because they don't want to think about having to make decisions. They want their government to do it for them. They want their figureheads to do it for them, when we are the government. And that's more of, I guess you could say, apparent now that we're in the middle of this so-called, you know, pandemic, is that now businesses want to reopen up. People want to get on with their lives. And you have all these governors saying, no, 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 no. And the truth of the matter is we can say no, 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 no to them. But we just don't have the fortitude to do it. If we were just up and say, no, I'm not playing your game. And there are things in our lives that we take risks for every day. And we do so because of something called human dignity and the intrinsic program we have that keeps us from being psychopaths. And so we allow the psychopaths to run the show, and we don't question why they're saying what they're saying. Everything is arbitrary. Everything doesn't make any sense. I mean, who the hell is Bill Gates to tell me how to live my life? Who is hell to Bill Gates to tell me that I have to get a vaccine? Who the hell is Bill Gates that's basically, we know, is a cutthroat businessman who tried to destroy a computer company with his computer company, and now all of a sudden we wake up and he's a philanthropist that cares a lot about your health and well-being. This is nonsense. People just don't become altruistic overnight. They just don't do it. I mean, that can go to a Dickens story or whatever about Scrooge, but no, a lot of people who are in these positions of power have conflicts of interest, and they want your money, and they'll do anything in their power to basically decimate your character and your human dignity to get it.
Well, I've got about 19 things to comment with what you just said, but we're coming up on break in just a couple of minutes. But there was a time in this country that things were totally flipped. I'm encouraging you to look at this Greg Anderson deal, because here was a cop that stood up that said, look, I'm not going to enforce these so-called mandates or executive orders. I'm not going to go out in the streets, and I am not going to arrest people. I'm just
good for him.
He said, I'm simply not going to do it. He made a video on May 5th. It took a couple of days, but now there are millions and millions and millions of views. And I encourage my audience to send this over to your local police department, to the chief of police. Some of these departments have the emails for all the officers. I said, send it all to them. We are in a struggle here. And he knew this. He absolutely knew this. He used to be a cop in L.A., and he moved up to the Seattle, and he was a member of the Seattle SeaTac Police Department. And this guy knew. He puts this video out telling the truth. Well, he's under administrative leave, and the governor, this is Governor Inslee, I guess, is out there in Washington. The orders came down, fire this guy. Well, a GoFundMe page, less than 24 hours, it's raked in $268,000, where I think his annual salary was about $60,000. Here's a man that was in Ramadi, in Iraq. He comes back to the States. He becomes a police officer. He is a patriot. He understands his role, and he understands the Constitution, which mandates his actions not only of being a private citizen, but being a police officer. I've got Clyde Lewis with us today. We got to take this break. We'll be back in three.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Talking today with Clyde Lewis, his radio program Ground Zero. Clyde, we are definitely living in interesting times. I saw a misquote, somebody dropped a comment on some page someplace and said, yeah, that's an old Japanese saying. No, that's actually a Chinese saying. We are living in the interesting times. And we wish to discover and find out why exactly we're living in those interesting times. You said prior to the break that, you know, why are the American people putting up with this? Well, their education has been, and their mind has been formed by the media in this country. Didn't take Donald Trump to tell me about the lying media. When I was a kid, after Kennedy's assassination, I kind of got interested in the news and started watching it. That's when we had three networks, ABC, NBC, and CBS. Literally, I could turn a channel at 6:30 Eastern time when those news shows would hit. And I could literally turn the channel. They were about covering the same story with this very same information. And I filed that away. I was, I think, 11 or 12 at the time. I filed that away for future reference. And then when I got to be older, I was looking around in my world and things just weren't adding up. I had people that were telling me 2 and 2 equals 5, and what's the matter with you? I mean, are you some kind of conspiracy nut theorist? Well, the conspiracy theorists of this planet have been pretty much proven correct. I've been doing this nigh on 30 years. And my one thing right from the start, and just for the listening audience, next hour I'm going to cover some very interesting information about our banking system. But it's our banking system, it is flawed. It's owned by a private corporation for profit, and we're so far buried with this debt, well over $200 trillion. There is no recovery for this. And are taxes going to be raised? Well, yeah. You mentioned, about people with their hands out and dependency on the government, giving them everything that they need. Well, a little reminder, a government that can give you everything you need has the power to take away everything that you have or what's left
right.
of it.
Yeah, and it's where a government changes from being a government to being a cartel.
That's exactly right.
So the cartel basically owns everything, and then they distribute it to whom they feel deserves it. And if you question it, you know, usually the cartel are the men with the guns, and they enforce it. This is where we're headed. We're headed to going from a government to a cartel. This is a lab coat coup. We have a technocracy that's out of control right now, and people tell you, what, are you questioning science? Well, of course, science should be questioned. Science is the reason why we had eugenics programs in America long before Hitler came up with them. I mean, this is the thing that people don't remember, is that, you know, even, these things were being implemented by a guy who, told us that he was the worst president ever, Woodrow Wilson. It was during the time of the Federal Reserve. It was the establishment of trying to get a UN or a world government then. It was an ugly time. People don't go beyond Barack Obama. They just don't know their history.
And they stop at the conservative presidents at Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, that's where they stop. and it's like, guys, you know, look, not every president, whether it be Republican or Democrat, did a great job for us. I mean, people will say, well, one of the worst presidents we ever had was Jimmy Carter. Yeah, not really. I mean, if you look at what Woodrow Wilson did or what Warren Harding did, or, you know, but people don't look beyond, you know, what they know or the time they've lived. And that's the problem. I mean, my dad used to always joke, Nixon was a great president. He just got caught. And I'm like, well, yeah, I guess, excuse me. I guess maybe so, Dad. Maybe you're right. But my dad was a conspiracy theorist, and that's one of the reasons why I think I am the way I am, is because I would constantly hear the conspiracies being talked about by the men in the barbershop. And I decided when I was young to go and try, once again, as you're young, you're trying to prove that these things are wrong. Mm-hmm. But the more I dug through, I realized there was a lot of truth that was being, you know, said. And it's one of the reasons why I did Ground Zero, is because somebody offered me a talk show, and they said, what are you going to talk about? And I go, oh, I think I'm going to talk about the lies my father told me. And come to think of it, they're not lies at all. My father knew, I knew, and I'm knowing, and I see it. And, you know, I was an Eagle Scout, man. And I always tell people, you know, being an Eagle Scout means you didn't have a life. But at least I studied the Constitution.
That's
at least
right.
I knew what it meant to be a patriot. I knew how to fold a flag, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
I knew what that was about. I knew that if you didn't get a knot in your throat whenever you saw a veteran march in a parade, you just didn't have the patriotism to stand up and be an American. And that's the way I felt. And I still feel that way. You can't take that from someone. But here's where I am right now. And that is, I can't change the world. I can tell people exactly how I feel. And I think you and I probably agree on a lot of things where we disagree. But you know what? It's just not enough. People aren't feeling the pain yet. And I don't even know why. I'm sure a lot of people are feeling the pain right now with what's going on with COVID-19, but they need to say it more. And who cares about the guilt trip you're getting?
But
you
Clyde, let me stop you here. If they're going to say something, who's going to deliver their message? We have a controlled media in this country. And to be honest with you, I've been tracking and tracing these demonstrations at the State House. I spent quite a few years in Michigan, and I myself demonstrated on those very same grounds in Lansing years ago. It's when Janet, the butch from Florida, and Bill Clinton were making noises about, taking those evil assault weapons. I was in on the ground floor starting the militias in this country, and we were up in the very same Capitol demonstrating.
Right.
So let's take this bottom of the hour break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are back. By the way, I heard from Dan Sutterfield yesterday on the issue of Front Sight and the deal that we're running here, $500 for a lifetime membership, best membership that you can get with these guys. He suggested that we offer a twofer, two for one, husband and wife, buddies, whatever the case may be. We were charging $500 as a donation to Republic Broadcasting Network for this. But Dan says, look, he says, COVID-19, we're having a COVID-y kind of time here. He said, why don't you offer it twofer? So two people, husband and wife, girlfriend, boyfriend, doesn't matter. Your best bud and pal, both of you can go to Front Sight and get the full memberships for a $500 donation. And that number again is 573-762-2356. Hopefully, you'll take the training, you'll stay up to speed with handling and safe maintenance of a firearm, learning how to repair it and all that other stuff, and you'll, from time to time, go out to your range and make sure you're proficient with that firearm. The reason why we're doing this is many-fold, but the bottom line here is gun control to us, ladies and gentlemen, is hitting what you're aiming at. And you'll be trained by some of the best special forces, police officers that have been in this for a very long time. They've trained over a million people at their facilities. Back to Clyde Lewis here. radio host, Ground Zero. Clyde, there are some explanations as to why we don't have more of a kickback on this deal, and it is going on. We've got people that are defying people all over the place. You heard about the hair and nail salon lady up in Dallas.
Yeah.
Well, the lieutenant governor down here paid her $7,000 fine. But then in an interview that I saw out of Austin here, and I'm just north of Austin, 15 miles north, up 35. The lieutenant governor comes on and says, you know, well, why didn't the judge just levy a $50 fine and have done with it? This executive order fiat that we're seeing right now, that we've got to shelter in place, we've got to distance ourselves, and the economy was already weak. We here at this network and all of its listeners knew that. We've tracked and traced the numbers. We've got right now, according to Shadow Stats, we've got almost 37% unemployment. And all of that wasn't caused by COVID-19.
No.
Those were remaining people that never got back into the job market after the greatest ripoff ever witnessed by mankind back in 08, where they very stealthily slid around the Glass-Steagall Act, who was ironically done by one of the greatest socialists that ever occupied the White House office, and that was Franklin Delano Roosevelt.
Yep.
You know, so here we sit with policy, executive order, destroying what was left of already our weakened economy. And the reason why I keep coming back and pointing you to that Greg Anderson video is what this man said rang true with the Patriot out there, other police officers. It rang true with a lot of people. And he just simply said, I am not going to follow unconstitutional orders. He says, I'm part of an agency. I'm getting the heat now. They put him on administrative leave, and they are going to fire him. Well, before this GoFundMe is over with, the guy's probably going to walk with $500,000. This used to be the norm rather than the exception. Now this police officer becomes the exception rather than the norm. When I was growing up, Clyde, I had little run-ins with the law, and, you know, I had little zoom-zoom cars, and maybe the plates weren't quite right, and, you know. But I never in my life ran across a police officer that I would consider abusive, that he was in love with his power, that had the idea that he can do anything that he wanted to do and his department would back him up. This is the thought process today. And there are too many people wearing badges and wearing guns with that force continuum, you know, having a little conversation with you up to and including unholstering their service weapon and turning your head into human confetti. We are living in very interesting times, but a couple of weeks ago, I reminded my audience, Clyde, that how would you like to be a police officer in America today with your back up against this COVID-19 thing, them sending you out in the streets to do this god-awful stuff of arresting people because they kept their business open or they were on a surfboard and they were paddling around, not within 100 yards of somebody, and then the Coast Guard comes in and scoops you up and arrests you and throws you in jail while they're leaving tried criminals out of jail, reducing their sentences, throwing them out because somebody wasn't following an executive order. Clyde, this is all popped inside out and turned upside down, but I've said this many times. The level of education that we have gotten in this country, Clyde, I don't know if you know this or not, but all they had to do is not even wait another generation.
No, it's because of the fact that I've made the statement on my show, and I'll make the statement here. If your kid knows your teacher's religion and their politics, that teacher should be fired. And that has been my stand.
You're not down with the cross dressers going into our schools and our libraries, no. Entertaining our children.
Even my gay friends aren't into that. My gay friends are against it. I don't know what groups decide that bringing in a drag queen into a school to read to kids. I don't know any of my gay friends that support that. None. Okay, so I don't know who supports that. But no, because that's the thing. Sexuality and that sort of thing should not be taught to children.
At the age of 5 years old, they're having classroom discussion about innies and outies. And do you prefer being?
They should be teaching them fundamentals. They should be teaching these things. But like I said, I actually transferred my stepson from a school because of the fact that I told my wife, I said, you know, and it was after the walkout that they had, and I asked my son, I said, do you know what you're doing by walking out? He goes, yes. I go, do you agree with it? He says, I just think it's crazy, and everybody's doing it, and I feel like I have to do it. And I said to the teacher, I said, you know, I don't like the idea of pushing a political agenda on kids. Well, kids need to learn how to be activists. I go, you need to shut up and teach.
That's right.
And I was so pissed off that they did that. I just said no. And so, of course, I was the bad guy. But, you know, it's like I just don't see how my stepson, who does not vote, should be involved with a walkout that's being pushed by or has no basis. In fact, you know, climate change didn't work. But if you notice that everything that they're doing with COVID-19 is everything they outlined with their 2030 summit for the Green New Deal. You realize this?
Yeah.
Everything that they are proposing for COVID-19, the tracking, the idea that you shouldn't be eating animal protein, the idea that farms need to be dismantled because they're a threat to CO2 emissions. You have now saying, well, oh, guess what? We found out that COVID-19 is in the semen of men. So what we need to do is we probably need to give them estrogen to beat this. What does that do? No reason to procreate. They wanted a zero population growth in their plan, and they wanted the Chinese model for government. They're getting everything they want now. Why? Because people are saying, it's got to be done. Got to be done. COVID-19, got to be done. COVID-19. Mm-hmm. All this stuff that they're doing, they're retrofitting stores, they're putting people, apart, and they say, this is our new normal. Yep. A new normal. Yep. That is an Orwellian speak for complacency. We are complacent? No, this is not a new normal. This is a temporary situation, but they're making it the new normal because the new normal would mean a post-scarcity civilization, which Karl Marx said would be the emergency solution to all capitalism, bringing about communism.
It's interesting that one of the 10th plank of the Communist Manifesto is to have free public education, mm-hmm. and for that, by their own words, to be used as a transmission belt for government propaganda. And that's exactly what they've mm-hmm. done with the public school system. And I have gone toe-to-toe with callers or guests or whatever the case may be, that said, okay, well, there's something you can do about this. You can pull your, as you did with your stepchild, you pulled them out of that school. But people were telling me that, okay, well, I'm going to homeschool my children and this, that, and the other. And I said, you know, that's fine. And I applaud you because you have the ability to do that. I said, but it still leaves the system out there intact and in place to vacuum up more minds of which they want to mold into something other than what you and I, Mr. Lewis, would agree with.
Well, it destroys social cohesion as well. I mean, we are social animals, and they're trying to destroy the social cohesion by this physical separation. I mean, look, humans need hugs. They need love. They need the ability to socialize. They're taking that away because the people who are behind this, people like Bill Gates and Dr. Strangegloves, they are all... they're all against humanity. They certainly are. I mean, you listen.
Did you actually say Dr. Strangegloves?
Yeah, Dr. Strangegloves. That's what I call him. He's like, mein Führer, do this, mein Führer, do that. It's almost like, you know, he's that guy that Peter Sellers played in the bunker.
Oh, man.
But he talks more like this. He talks more like he's got a gruff voice, like some gangster.
Yeah.
But, I mean, Fauci, you know, and Gates both have a conflict of interest because they both have patents on coronaviruses, and they both have vaccines in the works.
Well, here's something interesting that was brought up. I don't know if you know a woman by the name of Mary Toko. She has been fighting the vaccines for some 40 years.
Yeah,
and I had her on last week, And she told me there was something very, very interesting, what they're doing with the human genome system and these vaccines. And the guy that you know as well, Mr. Landry, he was on my program a couple of weeks ago and said that, look, John, all this aluminum that's being sprayed around in the atmosphere, and it has been tested, and that's real. This is not a conspiracy theory. Right. You know, you have Monsanto that go out there and, put patents on aluminum-resistant strains of whatever wheat and whatever other products. But Clyde, this blood-brain barrier, guess what it's broken down and allows this aluminum to go into the brain to cause onset dementia and all kinds of other neurological and mental problems? That fluoride is what breaks down that blood-brain barrier. And what is in all of our water across the United States? And people have been trying to get rid of this crap for years.
Well, thank God I don't have it in Oregon. We're not fluoridated.
Well, I'm not going to move to Oregon just because you have fluoride.
Oh, I know. We got liberal problems here, too. We have liberal governors who basically wants to take over the whole state. But here's the thing. Yeah. One of the things I feel proud of is I got an award on my radio show for doing something where a lot of people said it had a lot to do. They actually played it at the hearing to get fluoridation taken care of. Go to your toothpaste and read on the back of a tube of toothpaste what it says about fluoride. Mm-hmm. If you ingest it, you're supposed to call the Poison Control Center.
Yeah.
And so I had people read their tubes of toothpaste on the air, and we took an hour, and they read it, and I said, you guys get the point? I says, you're not going to put that poison in people and expect them to function properly. So, I mean, I don't know. I just think that people, for some reason, if there's a lobby or enough money or charisma enough, people will do anything for these psychopaths. And they are psychopaths. They're inhuman. And these inhuman individuals have been around for a long time because they just hate humanity. But they love what they can get out of them. They love what they can do to abuse them and bully them and push them into positions they are willing to just do anything to take the pain away. They promise a reward and they never get it. It's called cult dynamic, and it's dangerous, and they're doing it. I call it the hand-washing cult. We're in the middle of a hand-washing cult from these lab coat people. It's a lab coat coup. They're using technocracy the idea of a technocratic ideal to make this country the way it is. We're a republic. We're not a technocracy. But they're turning it into a technocracy because the technocracy guarantees a post, what they call it, the post-scarcity society. And that's what we're in right now. After it's all over, they're going to say, well, no jobs, no food, no this, no that. We can provide it for you with technology. The Internet of Things, smartphones, smart appliances, surveillance, tracking, tracing. This way you know that the person you're talking with doesn't have a disease. And it's important that you get the tattoo. And this tattoo, it was hilarious. I was talking about this last night. But it's funny, all of the patents, two of the patents and two of the proposals of these patents, if you want to get really weird and ironic about religion, the one patent for what is known as they want to create a blockchain coin just from people and their energy. It's kind of like what they did in The Matrix, where, you know, the copper tops. They call them copper tops because their cubic energy created energy for the machines. They want to do the same thing with people. They have a patent for it called WO2020060606A1. 060606 is a patent for a chip that's supposed to be used to create a blockchain token. And then there's a House bill that's HR 666. It's allowing it's HR 6666. It's allowing or authorizing the government to come in and take you from your home if you're sick or if you have any kind of health problem.
The latest, by the way, Clyde, the latest update on that, I was sent a link to the actual government page. It's not come out of committee, and I said on the program yesterday, chances are it's not going to.
Oh, of course not, but there are 47 co-sponsors that are all Democrat.
Bingo.
And, of course, they don't understand what it all means. And here's the funny part. The proposal they have for this new identification is actually something that is a patch that you will put on your children or put on you. It's a bandage sort of thing. It's a sort of a Band-Aid. And on the Band-Aid or in the Band-Aid are these tiny micro needles that are made of sugar. And they put that on the skin, and basically it melts into the skin, and it creates sort of a dye that they put in the skin that identifies you as a person who has been inoculated against certain diseases. And so they can run a scanner over you to see if you have that glowing patch on your arm. And if you do, then you're fine. But one of the scariest things about it is, and what's so ironic, again, I'm laughing, is the material they use is a biological protein that's bioluminescent called luciferase. So it's the mark of Lucifer.
Do you know
the luciferase that you're getting here? And see, luciferase is something that, you know, what fireflies have at the end of their butts.
Right.
But just the idea of something that has the number patent of 060606, a house bill that will require it 66666, and then the idea they're putting a bioluminescent protein in you called luciferase, it's just too funny. It's like they're mocking it all. They're mocking people by doing this.
You know, this has to be almost 30 years ago. It was any day, I forget what day of the week it was. I had C-SPAN on. It was around noon. Here comes a special announcement, and there was the Vice President Al Gore, Lloyd Bentsen, Secretary of Treasury, the then Janet Reno, Attorney General, and they were just there to talk about the public safety, and they had a few ideas. They were talking about the housing in Chicago, and you know what we think really needs to be done is, yeah, those housing developments really need to be locked down, but you know what we should do, because all the guns and the drugs are surrounding those public housing buildings. What we need to do is house-to-house searches and seizures. Now, keep in mind, Clyde, this was damn near 30 years ago. And Al Gore whips out a plastic card the size of a regular credit card, and he makes this statement that you will not be able to buy anything or sell anything unless you have the government ID card, the mark of the beast. That was 30 years ago. Now, they're a little bit behind. And when I said before that all they had to do, here's the thing about the people we're dealing with, these megalomaniacs. Give them a name. Give them stick them in whatever hole you want to stick them in. Give them a name tag. I don't care. These megalomaniacs, their one Achilles heel is their arrogance. Clyde, do you realize with what is not being taught in the schools, with the colleges being taken over, with the dumbed down, so far removed from reality parents, you know, the bell-bottom, long-haired hippies of the 60s, the only thing they would have had to have done is wait less than a generation. This thing could have been done without a hiccup.
Mm-hmm.
But no, they're behind in their timetable. They tried to give us the One World Order. They had the European Union. You mentioned the PNAC document. We were supposed to have the North American Union. It was going to be demonstrated the inequities and, oh, Jesus, and this problem dealing. Well, let's just all meld this together and we'll have one universal world law. There was your new world order. They didn't get it. But I want you to consider something, Clyde, because every other industrialized country on this planet has done it. They've done two things. They've given their people national health care, which allows the government into every aspect of your life. And they also did something else. Trudeau up in Canada just did a couple of weeks ago. He outright banned assault weapons, 1,500 different kind of weapons himself. I'm going to suggest something to you, that the only reason that we're still having and able to have this conversation in relative peace right now is because we didn't take that national health care, and we sure as hell did not give up our guns.
Well, we all know that the way to win a war is to disarm your enemy. And that's the thing that we need to remember, that if they're trying to disarm us, then we know what they see us as. They don't see us. They don't see a virus, John. They see us
as the virus.
We are the virus.
Yep.
And that is where the psychopaths are revealing themselves. And we either have to disinfect these people, which means we need some sort of disinfectant. Sunlight's a great disinfectant. So continually showing, you know, putting them in the limelight and giving them, giving them the critique they deserve. But if they try to silence people, then we know that they're worried and they're scared. It used to be that the way to get rid of something is just to ignore it, especially when it comes to people who continually get in your face and tell you that they're right, they're right, they're right. I mean, that's the way to get rid of anything is to ignore it, get rid of things. But it doesn't work anymore. And so what we have to do is we need to disinfect it. We need to expose what's going on. We need to do so without revealing political affiliation. This is why I say that is because that is what people do. They immediately go to the Constitution. They go to this. They go to this. And immediately judgments are made. All right. So what you do is you don't reveal to them anything personal. I always consider politics to be as personal as going to the bathroom or personal as to what you do in the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I always consider your religion the same way. Mm-hmm. When people say, well, what religion are you? I say, I'm a nunya. They go, what's a nunya? I go, I'm none of your damn business is what
right.
I am.
That's right.
If they say, well, what political affiliation do you have? I says, well, I'm a nunya. What's that? None of your damn business. I don't need to tell you what my political affiliation is if I have one at all. And quite frankly, I find politics to be theater of the ugly, and I don't like to participate.
Well, it's
so what I like to do is I like to be an American. I like to be a person who believes that my Constitution protects me. That's the cornerstone of law in my country. I like to believe that people who fought for my rights to do what I do are the same people I should respect every day. That the people who go out in the front lines and do things like this police officer you're talking about that stand up for law and righteousness are the ones that I want to be next to and talk to. These are the people that we should expose and show that are doing the right things in this country rather than giving any credit to people like the Bill Gates of the world or the Dr. Strangeloves of the world or any of the other people that are doing things to basically tell you how to think and how to live. I'm to the point anymore where I'm fed up and I just lose my empathy when it comes to these people. It bothers me that I'm losing my empathy, but that's what they want you to do. They want you to lose your empathy, and they want you to lose your passion and your compassion, and I'm fighting it like crazy, and that's why I keep doing my radio show, even though, and you even mentioned it, even though my network pulled funding for my show. They pulled it. I'm flying with every engine going out, and I'm still doing what I do. Now, I don't know how long this is going to last for my staff. I don't know how long this is going to last for everybody else. But I've been doing this now for 25 years, even without money, even without getting paid for it. So, I mean, yeah, getting paid is great. Getting money is great. But I believe in something stronger than just what I'm getting from my paycheck.
I know that feeling. I'm only doing this and what I have been doing for all of these years because it's my duty. You know, the system will tell you to be a good citizen, pay your taxes and vote. And that makes you a good citizen. No, that just pays a few bills and it's good for the vote count. But here's the Gambinos and the Genoveses running the game and a third party comes in and tries to make any changes. Well, both parties are going to turn on that aggressor and eliminate them and go back to doing business as usual. Hey, yep. Clyde, I appreciate this very much. I know you're a busy guy. Appreciate you coming on the program, and maybe one day in the future we can switch seats.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Well, hey, tell Ron I said hey. And do me a favor. Look into that Greg Anderson thing. You can go right to our site. There's the updated videos there. This guy will blow you away, Clyde.
I'm sure I'll talk about it. Yeah, I'm certainly there.
All righty, sir. Hey, thanks again.
Thank you.
You take care.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.